Okay, we're going to move to a different section of halachas away from the dinim of Akum. And we're talking about what happens if someone stole. This week we're going to talk about, are you allowed to buy that stolen object from the thief? Next week we'll netter talk about, can you help him in any way? What do you have to do to avoid helping him in any way? Then we're going to take a Pesach break. And after Pesach, we'll talk about issues of if you did buy something and you found out that it was stolen, you bought something from this farm truck and then you saw that it had someone's name in it, are you obligated to report that to the owner and give it back to him? So that'll be after Pesach, cases like that. So now we're going to start with the simple issue of what happens if you... the case that Rabbaner talks about is that you see a truck sitting outside and there's a sign that says half price for mattresses, and it's outside a mattress store, and it's closed, it's the weekend, so you have to worry that they stole the mattresses from the store, and you see a broken window there and they're selling mattresses for half price. Are you allowed to buy them? And then there's shayla also. Do you have to worry that the svarim truck, when they're selling the used svarim, and you see the name before you buy it, can you buy it, or do you have to be afraid that maybe it was stolen and somehow it got over here into this truck? Or you see on eBay that they're selling svarim, and you see a person's name in it, and they're selling it like for $2 for a big set. Right, what is there any prohibitions? What are the prohibitions in buying hot merchandise or suspected hot merchandise? So anyway, that's the shaila. So avadi, you're not allowed to buy hot merchandise. That's simple. But we'll go into what the rules are, and we'll possibly find some heter in a very limited case. We'll start with the Rambam, and then we'll see where he gets it from. There's two Rambams, one by Hilchas Geneva and one by Hilchas Gezeila, and there's two Shulchan Aruchs, one by Hilchas Geneva and one by Hilchas Gezeila. Once again, Geneva is where someone sneaks in the middle of the night and steals things, and Gezeila is where he openly, in front of the person, says, "Give me your wallet, I'll beat you up," and he steals it like that. Those are the two halachas. And in Hilchas Geneva, the Rambam says like this: Parakei Halach Aleph, Shulchan Aruch is in Simen Shin Nun Vav. Also, liknos min haganav, it's prohibited to buy from the ganav hachevet shaganav, the object that he stole. V'avan gadolhu, it's a big avera to do it. Why? Shari masli gidei ovi avera, because what you're doing is you're supporting people that are doing averas. And you'll give him the incentive to steal other things, because he said, look, I stole this thing over here and I'll go and sell it at a profit, because I got it for nothing, whatever I sell it for is a profit. So you're giving him an incentive to make other genevas. Because if he wouldn't find a buyer, he wouldn't steal. So by you buying it, you're helping him steal. Rambam with the pasuk from Atosefta, the pasuk initially says, Cholik im ganav, if someone divides the spoils with the ganav, stoning nafsho, he hates himself, it's a bad thing. So that's the Rambam in Hilchas Geneva, Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Nun Vav. Listen to the Rambam in Hilchas Gezeila, also Perakei Halacha Al, Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Samach Tes, Sif Alef, Osur Liknos Dover HaGozl Min HaGazlan, it's prohibited to buy the stolen object from the Gazlan. The usher l'sado ashinuyov, you're not allowed to help him change it. Kadesha yigneyu, so he'll be able to acquire it. That we're going to talk about next week. That phrase in the Rambam. Shakol ha'osa devarim eil, whoever does these things, which this week we're talking about buying the object from the thief. Anyone that does things like this, uki yosik wahen mechazek yidei ovei aveiru, he's supporting the hands of the people doing aveirus. And he violates the Isra of Lifnei Iver. Right, so in Hilchas Geneva, he just brings this pasuk from Mishlei. He says, he says that you're supporting people that are doing aveiros. In Geneva, he says you're going to cause him to steal again. You'll give him the incentive to do it again. Here he just says that you're going to be over the Na'iver. To me, the Rambam doesn't do this for no purpose. When he changes reasons, it must be that there's some svara. Why here Gneva he says one thing and by Gzeil he says the other. Maybe we'll see soon. But let's forget the Rambam for a minute and see where he gets these halachas from. Let's see the Mishnayos and the Gemaras from where these halachas are derived. The Magen Mishnah says it's from Perek Hagoz Olamachu, the last Perek in Baba Kama. The Gaon brings these different halachas. The Mishnah in Baba Kama on Kuf Yerches Amidei says like this: Ein lochim min haroim, you're not allowed to purchase from shepherds semer, wool, the challah, milk, ugadayim, or the baby goats, because this the suspicion is that the shepherds, when they were watching the person's sheep or the goats, they were took some wool for themselves, or they took some milk for themselves, and maybe there were 10 babies born, and they took one of them for themselves, and they're skimming off a little bit of the profits and selling it to you, and you're buying a stolen object. Right? That's the carved for the Rambam. You're not allowed to buy something that's stolen. If someone's a watchman in a fruit yard, so you can't buy wood from him, which he might have taken from the trees, or fruit which he might have taken from the trees. Once again, you can't buy something that's stolen property, which would sound like you can't buy mattresses from someone who works at the mattress mart and the store is closed right now. Right? Because it sounds like the same idea. But you're allowed to buy from women woolen garments in Yehuda, Kleitushin Bakolil, Magolin Basharon, Kamps in Sharon, because there there's no reason to suspect that it's stolen. But Chulan, Sha'amru, Lahatmin. But if you bought from any of these women and they said, by the way, don't show it to anyone until you get home, or you know, wait for a year before you show it to anyone. So at that point, usir, because they've aroused a little bit of suspicion. Why are they telling you to hide it? Or they say, we only take cash in places where it's a $5,000 purchase, we only take cash. Different things that could arouse suspicion. So that is makes it usir to buy. Balochim beitzim v'tarnegolim. You come up and you can buy your eggs and chickens from anywhere. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. The Gemara says Itmar. We'll see all these halachas in greater detail in the Shulchan Aruch as we proceed. Itmar, Gazel neimas mutar liknas mimenu. When can you buy property from a robber? Rav Amarav says Ashtei Rov Mishalo. You have to know. I don't know how you know it, but you have to know that most of what he owns is his own money, and only a minority of his possessions are stolen property. So then you could go Baser Rov, and you're okay. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says Afilu Mishalo. Even if he only has a minority that are his, it's okay to buy from him because you assume that you're buying the minority. Ari Le Rav Yudah Lada Daila Kedivri Amar Afilu Mishalo. Rav Yudah Paskin that it's okay to have pleasure, benefit. Here we're not talking about buying, we're talking about having benefit, but it's okay as long as you know there's something you could be told that it's from the from his own property and not from stolen property, which would indicate that the iser of having benefit from stolen property at least is only when you know it's stolen. We'll see also as it progresses. Then there's this Mishnah that we learned from Kuf Yigimel about the tax collectors. The Mishnah says, if you need change, you can't take change from a tax collector, or from another type of tax collector's pocketbook or purse. You can't take tzedakah from them. So here, if you recall, the Gemara asks, so the reason you can't do it is because we assume that it's stolen. If they have stolen money, you can't get change from them because you don't want to have any benefit from their stolen money. Especially if you give them a little bit of a surcharge for it. It could be that you pay them a little bit for so they're gaining from the theft. If you recall, we said, the Gemara asked, what do you mean? They have a right to collect taxes, Dina Machus Adina, and the Gemara answer, we're talking one of two or maybe three answers. Either it's talking about he's doing on his own, or he didn't have any authority from the king, or even if he had authority, he's not following the rules. Right? Those were the different halachas. We said maybe it was a Machus Akum. These were the rules that we said. But from the Mishnah, you see, if there is a reason to assume that this money is a gezel, so then you have to be wary of it. Now, back to the Rambam. The Rambam gave these two reasons, or really one reason with a little bit of different emphasis. One place he said, both places he said, you can't buy this stolen object because you're supporting people that are doing aveiras. And in one place he said, it's actually lifnei iver. Now the Sma says, it's not really lifnei iver. Because lifnei iver, we've learned many times, lifnei iver, lasitei michshol, they're talking where without you he couldn't do the aveira. The Gemara's classic cases, there's a nazir, and there's wine across the river, and he can't reach it. But if he asks you to hand it to him, and if you don't hand it to him, he's not going to have that wine. So there, you're causing him to do an aveira. That's lifnei iver. But if there is a store right next to him, and you could go anywhere and get wine, and he asks you to get wine for him, so then there's no lifnei iver lo sekin michshol anymore. There's another problem of mesayeya v'dvar aveira. You're supporting, you're helping someone do an aveira, but there's no lifnei iver. So this Sma asks, why is there lifnei iver over here? He stole the object, and he's selling it to you. He can find plenty of people to sell it to. He says like this, he doesn't sell it here. Everyone knows he's a ganav. He could go somewhere else, where they don't know that he's a ganav. It won't be so common for him to steal. This is what the Rambam means. Theoretically, no one would ever buy anything from the stolen property. There would be some way of having it beep, and no one would ever buy that stolen property. So then, body, though, you're gone, but no one would steal. Because whenever they steal, something happens to it, and it starts beeping, and no one's going to buy it. So, Mishum Hachi, this is what the Rama means. Mishum Hachi, call Adam, therefore, anyone, Yechtam Lignos, should hold back from buying hot merchandise. Why? Kadesha Lehi Rogel Lignov, even though you can't stop it completely, because there will be other places who will go to the next town. The Rambam means, if theoretically we could stop anyone from stealing, anyone from buying stolen merchandise, there wouldn't be any theft anymore. So all we can do is do our best, therefore don't buy any stolen merchandise, and maybe if it's a big tircha for him, he has to go to another town to sell it. You know, he stole a mattress, and you know, if he sells it right in the street, it's easier. If he has to schlep it and hire a pickup truck to take it to the next town, so then he won't be so quick to steal the next time. So that's what the Rambam means. So already we see we're not dealing with the derais or with the evil of Satan Mishal, like Dr. Miller said. First of all, he already did aveira. We're talking about preventing a future aveira, and even that, it's not so simple. You're going to prevent it because he could always find someone else to sell it to. What you're doing is making a little bit of a deterrent, and you certainly don't want to help him. Now, why does the Rambam say different things in both places? The Yamshel Shlomo, the Marshal, says it's Lamdavka. He says that there's no lifnei iver over here. There's no really issur d'oraisa. Lo zusha garim oven el haganav. He's not causing him to do an aveira. What we're saying is that we don't want to give ganavim incentives, not because of his own aveira, like lifnei iver. We don't want to encourage ganavim to steal and make it easy for them. If we encourage ganavim to steal, what they're going to do is, like the Rambam says, you're going to cause them to make other ganavis. That's the main nukuda over here. Not that it's lifnei iver. Lifnei iver is lavdavka. It means it's a way of talking, the way Yom Shoshlam seems to be saying. Says the Rambam means it both in the same in both places. The ikur avon gadol, what's this big aveira? The big aveira is that we don't want, it's like a society thing, we don't want you hurting society by people buying hot merchandise. Through that, it encourages people to steal. And encouraging people to steal means that people, including you, might end up losing your property one day because there are so many ganavim around and it's easy for them to sell hot merchandise. So that's what the Rambam means when he says, Garm lignov gnevus acheros. Now, why? It's from the Yamshel Shlomo, it seems like it's lav davka. But it could be that why does Rambam say this far in Dafka in Hilchus Geneva, and by Gezeil he says there's lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. So it could be a ganav. A ganav is he's not such a big chutzpahdik person. He's scared. He sneaks in whenever he can, when no one's looking. So and that's why he's chayav kehil, because he doesn't believe Hashem's watching him. But he's scared of people, and he takes things whenever he can. So for him, it could be that, I'm not sure if this is a good pshat in the Rambam, but it could be that it's easier to be a ganav than to be a goslin. To encourage a ganav to steal is worse, because if he sees it's easy, first of all, he doesn't have to worry about people watching him, because he does it at night. He's very skilled in climbing up brick walls to get into a window at night. But what's he going to do with this stolen thing? If he steals something that he could use, so then it's fine. But if he already stole five computers, he doesn't need it anymore. What's he stealing these laptops for? Because he wants to sell them. So now, if you keep on buying his laptops that he's stealing, you're encouraging him to do other genevas. So maybe that's why the Rambam stresses that by Hilchas Geneva. When he's talking about Hilchas Gezela, where the person goes in the broad daylight and robs people and says he's going to beat them up, that's not such an easy profession. So there, if he's willing to do that, he'll do it anyway. He'll pick what he wants, and he doesn't care what anyone says. And maybe there wouldn't be such a worry that he's going to cause him to do other genevas by doing that. But it's still, you're helping him. That's why I'm there, as in Lefnei Ivel Asitein Michshol. He doesn't say so much the Goyim genevas Acheres. I'm not sure, it's not such good svaras. But it's hard to say. The Rambam never does anything lav dafka, and to just leave it as a lav dafka, and that here he says, stresses that you're causing other genevas, and here he stresses with naiver. There must be some reason. I'll leave it with food for thought, if someone could think of a better svara. So that's the issur. Now the Aruch HaShulchan points out that if you look at the Torah in both places, in Hilchos Geneva and Hilchos Gezeila, in the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, it says Aser Liknas Min Aganav HaChepet Shaganav. The Rambam says very clearly the object that he stole, and then he says Dover HaGazel, the thing that was stolen. The Torah says the lashon in both places, also lignos shum dover me agazlan or shum dover me aganav. He says you can't buy anything from a gazlan, anything from a ganav. Once you know this person's a thief, he's selling mattresses outside the mattress store, and he's also selling watches there. So look, he probably stole the watches also. Don't buy anything from him. Don't help out this ganav at all. And the Aruch HaShulchan though says, but you know, okay, that's what the Torah holds. The Rambam though and the Shulchan Aruch don't hold that way, therefore, he says, in one place he seems to be machmer, and he says, but maybe be machmer like the Torah. That's why he seems to conclude the Pischei Choshen and the Sabbath Sefer Ben Yisrael and Archi. They both say the Aruch HaShulchan himself, later on, is clear that he's only saying it's also when you have a reason to think that this other object is stolen. But if you know that it's something that's not stolen, you know he has a legitimate business and he's just a thief on the side. So from his legitimate business, you can buy things. Right? There's no issue on that, because you know that this isn't stolen. You saw where he bought it from, and you know the whole story, and this is what he's done for years. That's no problem. It's just the stolen things that are stolen or might be stolen. That's the chumrah of the tour. Things that might be stolen, that also you can't buy. Now, Shulchan Aruch himself says, based on this Mishnah that we learned, in Simen Shin Nun Ches, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol Dover Sheches Koso Shuhu Ganav, anything that you can assume is stolen, also Likach, so you're not allowed to buy it. The Cheni Mirovo Son Dover Shuhu Ganav, also most of what that person has is stolen, Ein Lochana, so you can't buy it. If he brings from the Mishnah, he can't buy wool from the shepherds or the milk or the goats. And then he brings this halacha, kulam shomer hatmein asa lakachas mehem, and whenever they say conceal with your purchase, you have to be worried that there's something funny going on and you shouldn't buy it. The Aruch HaShulchan says based on this halacha, if you see a sale, in a place that's not a store, there's something out on the street, and all of a sudden someone's selling watches on the street or whatever he's selling on the street, that's an unusual place to sell. So that's tantamount to saying, hide your purchase. In other words, Aruch HaShulchan learns from this halacha that anything that smells fishy, anything that tells you that this is hot merchandise, or that a good chance it's hot merchandise, the Gemara is the Mishnah's case, hide it. Or in his case, that they're selling it out on the street, which is like Rabbanu's case. They're selling the mattresses from a truck somewhere, not from the store. Something that makes it look like it's hot. You can't just close your eyes and say, well, then, you know, what can we do? It's, you know, it's a cheap price and he's probably okay. Yeah, if it's hot, you have to be wary. And why? What are you doing wrong? If you don't buy it, someone else will buy it anyway. So that's what the Rambam says in the Shulchan Aruch. It's an oven gadol. And even though others might, but still you're... Not because you care about the Ghana that you want to protect him from doing it. The Aveira is done and he'll do Aveira maybe anyway, but you want to at least deter as much as you can, protect yourself and protect other citizens that they shouldn't be victim to crime, like the Yashal Shalom says. So that's this Oven Gadol, that whenever there's a chash, a good chash, that this is stolen merchandise, the Shulchan Aruch clearly says you can't buy it. The Aruch HaShulchan goes so far, even if it's just a safek, that you think it might be stolen, you know he's a ganav, and maybe this other stuff also is stolen. So in those cases, you have to be machmir not to purchase those items. Now, until now, we've been talking about, well, I didn't say, but we always assume we're talking about Jews. You can't buy something from Reuven and Shimon who are ganavim. What happens if there's an akum that's a ganav or a suspected ganav? Right? Let's say the mattress store is owned by akums, and you can tell that they're akums. And who do they steal from? The mattress store, which is also akums, maybe. Do these same rules apply? Right? Do the same rules apply to buying from an akum thief as to buying from a Jewish thief? The Shulchan Aruch, it's a machlokas. Shulchan Aruch Rav in the Kitzur, they both say, well, listen to the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. We'll see soon. It makes an akumino. He says, Chen kol yisuri hana migzela or geneva, all the different yisurim of having benefit from gzela or geneva, no hagim gamishal nachri mi nachri. They apply even if one akum stole from another akum. Because when we're talking about stealing, ain't hefesh klav in Yisrael and Nachri. There's no difference between Yisrael and Nachri, because we said that it's by Oshek. There could have been a difference because there it says lo sashuk as veyacha. Veyacha applies only to Yisrael, not to an akum. And then, it says lo sig, so lo signovu. There doesn't say veyacha anymore. So lo signovu applies both to Yisrael and to an akum. And if lo signovu doesn't apply, the other Yisrael that we talked about apply. Most poskim, as we said many times, hold that there is an isidur isa of stealing from a Nachri. So therefore, if a Nachri, if either a Jew stole from a Goy, or a Akum stole from a Jew, or an Akum from another Akum, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, and the Kitzur also says the same thing, he says, Ein chilek bein shehu yisrael o Nachri, ki gam a Nachri, nitzdava al yisra geneva o geneva, an Akum also is one of the Zionists, b'nei Noach, they're not allowed to steal, afila Nachri chaveiro. So they seem to say that you don't want to help them do any aveiros. You don't want to help Nachri also do aveiros, right? They have a din of not stealing. They can't steal from Yisrael. They can't steal from another Akum. And by you aiding them in their theft, you're, once again, you might not be listening either because they already did it, but you're encouraging them to continue their stealing ways, and they'll be doing aveiros. And we've learned that Lifnei Iver does apply to Akum. That's the Feirush of Gemara. It says that you can't give Eiver Menachai to an Akum who's one of their mitzvahs. They're not allowed to eat Eiver Menachai, a limb from a living animal. So therefore, you can't help them steal either by buying something from what they stole. The Ketzel Kadoshim and Simchin and Chesed B'Chasher, he disagrees. He says that this whole Isser is only by Yisrael. He says that even though it's one of the mitzvahs B'nei Noach, but there's only Lifnei Iver, like we said, when it's two sides of the river and there's no way of him doing the Aveira. If there's another way for him to do the Aveira, he has someone else to sell it to, so even if he won't sell it, he'll sell it to one of his friends. So then the only thing you have left then is the Isser of Misayeya Lidvar Aveira, helping someone do an Aveira. And therefore he concludes that doesn't apply to an Akum. The Pischei Choshen wants to say this depends on the famous Machlokas, we've spoken also about many times, whether Machlokas the Shach and the Ramah, whether there's an Isser Misayeya that everyone holds there's this Na'iver by an Akum. But how about Misayeya Lidvar Veira to help do an Aver when he could do it anyway? So the Shach holds that if someone's an Akum or Yisrael Mumer, or someone who doesn't keep mitzvahs, and you know they're going to do the Averas anyway, they don't care about mitzvahs. And you helping them isn't going to make him do any less Averas because they don't care. They do Averas b'meizid. So the Shach Paskins is no Lifnei Iver. So Pesach Choshen says, based on that, that could be why the Kesef Hadoshim is being makel over here, that if you buy something from a Akum, what are you worried? You're worried that you're not Lifnei Iver, right? That we said, there's no Lifnei Iver because he'll sell to someone else. He has plenty of people to buy it from, unless it's the one thing that you need, that nobody, but that we're not talking. He'll find other people to sell it to. The only thing there is there an Isser Rabbanan, a Misayeh Levavei, or you're helping him do an Aveira, but that Isser Rabbanan only applies to a Yisrael who's trying his best to do mitzvahs. You don't want to help him do an Aveira. But if someone who does Aveira's Bemezit, or an Akum who certainly doesn't keep the Zion mitzvahs, an Akum who does not keep the Zion mitzvahs, so then there's no Isser Rabbanan Misayeya, and therefore the Pesach Choshen concludes that, or at least he says that there's a svara to say that there won't be any Isser in giving it to him. Now, Imre Yaakov, this new Sefer on the Shulchan Aruch Rav, says Pesach Choshen seems to be missing a point over here, a point that we said in the beginning. Pesach Choshen is focusing on, do we care that we're helping this Akum do an Aveira? So he said, if it's Isidra Raisa, and he has no way of, and there's no way that he'll do the Aveira if not for you, so you can't help him do an Aveira, that's not either the Isidra Raisa. But if you could do the Aveira anyway, and all there is an Isidra Aban, and a Misayeh Ledvar Aveira, helping someone do an Aveira, so in that case, since he does Aveira's B'mezid, he doesn't care about the Zion mitzvahs, so there's no Isser of Nefneiver. You're not harming him. You're not causing him to do any more Aveiras, because he does Aveiras anyway, right and left. He does Aveiras all the time. He doesn't care about anything. Right? That's what the Pesach Choshen said based on the Shach. But the Imre Yaakov says, if you recall the Yamshal Shlomo said that the Iker here isn't we don't care so much about the Ganav. This whole Sugya, we don't care about the Ganav so much. The Yamshal Shlomo says what we care about is the victims, and we don't want to encourage ganavim, not so much because we don't want them to do aveiros that they're going to continue stealing. The reason we don't want them to continue stealing is because it's bad for society. There's going to be all these victims that are going to be victimized by ganavim. That's why we care about it. So he says, based on the Yamshel Shlomo, we can understand why you should be machmir here and not rely on the Shach. The Shach's only talking if the person's doing an Aveira not on the Makom, so then you could say, well, since he's going to Aveira anyway, so why, what are you doing? You're not harming him any. But if he's doing something Meron L'Chavero, he's stealing from other people, and by you purchasing from this object from him, you're going to encourage him to steal from other people, so like the Yamshel Shlomo said, so therefore it shouldn't make a difference whether this Ganav is a Yisrael who maybe will do tshuva and cares about mitzvahs, or if it's an Akum who doesn't care about mitzvahs. Either way, by you purchasing it from him, the bottom line is that he's going to say, oh, look, I can steal these computers and people buy them all the time. I can get these mattresses and people buy them all the time. And you're going to encourage him to victimize other people. However, the Imre Yaakov concludes that should only be a problem if he's stealing from a Yisrael. That's where we're concerned about Yisraelim, that they shouldn't lose. But if he stole from another Akum, so let the Akums take care of themselves. We don't have to worry about Akums. And that's what he concludes. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav clearly says, and the Kitzur clearly says, that even if a Nochri stole from a Nochri, you still can't purchase it. So, in Pashas, you could say that once the person's a Ganav, so this time he stole from his friend another Akum. But once he knows that he can always unload his hot merchandise to these Jews over here, so next time he'll victimize a Jew also. You know, it's not so simple to say, well, he only steals from Akum, so we don't have to care about it, because he'll just go to his friends, he's not going to hurt us. You know, once he has customers for his hot merchandise, so then who says he's going to not go to a Jew next time and victimize Jews? So the Imre Yaakov Svara is very good, even though he himself doesn't take it that far. It seems that it should be a good Svara not to buy any hot merchandise, even from Akum, who's selling the mattresses, that and the stores are also Akums, and there's no Jews in sight. But yeah, he knows that you know, all the people, the Jews come because they have the lumpus, and they say it's inside of their veira, and they can't find it abundant, and but you do it anyway, and they know that they have these hatayrim, where it can get around pretty fast. That, you know, you can steal and you can sell to the Jews. They take care of all the stuff. They like bargains. So it's going to end up hurting Yisraelim in the end also. So that would be a sort to be machmer. But besides that, there is a Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. We know there's a famous Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, is the Bir Agola in Yerodaya in Hilchus Cherems. Simeshin Lamedalit. He has a whole list of other not so famous Cherems of Rabbeinu Gershom that he gets from Shuvas. One of them is not reading other people's mail. Right? That's also famous. But then he says this one. Listen to this lashon. Cherem shalalikach klal, the chem not to take anything, kagon kelehem, like their utensils, or gavia, their hats, oh, their mitres, oh, big day komrehem, or their priest clothes, v'sifrei tiflos, or their books, v'msham sheyem, things that they use. Don't buy that from pashut pshat. Don't buy it from ganavim. V'mnei asakana, because it could result in danger. And pishei tshuva, the way he says the lashon, he says like this. He says it clearer. Isasham, he quotes the Bir Agola, shalalikach ginevos ha'odei alilim. Don't buy hot property of the Akums, kagon gavia, like an example of the hats of Igdayim. And what the Sakani brings from the Shuvas Semech Tzedak, that there was once Nochri who stole things from the church, and he sold it to a Jew, and the Jew then sold it to another Jew, and then they finally caught the Ganav, the Akum, and he said, "What? I don't have it anymore, I sold it to a Jew." And they go looking for the Jew that stole it, and in the meantime he had sold it, and he ran away. And they made a whole big problem. It was a mamash sakanas nefashis for that kihila. So this is a cheirim. The Bir Agola says not to buy stolen property from an akum. Now, looking at the Bir Agola, you would think that it's only talking about some of the, you know, their religious objects. And that's what it seems like, because that's where it could be a sakana. But Pesachei Shuvos is saying it over here in Hilchos Gezeila, and his lashon is this cheirim shelo likach ginevos. And that's what he seems to say. And if that's not clear, Aruch HaShulchan also brings this Bir Agola, and the way he puts it is like this: Rabbeinu Gershom Bir Agola tikein v'gzeira chamura. He didn't want to say cheirim because in the sense, he didn't like when we put cheirims in svarim. So he said there was a gzeira chamura. There was a strong decree shalom lekabel genevus ha'akim, not to accept genevus of an akum. The kamal kilkulim ira yidezel anoshim achem anikim is that this caused a lot of problems to people that were innocent of such business. Urechem yichonam lachuf lemishal ishma v'chom inikfis. If you see someone trying to steal, someone to buy something from a stolen property from an akum, we have the right to stop him from doing it because it could end up being a sakana. There it could be also only talking in places where there are no rules, you know, and where they had such issues. I don't know if it would happen in a country where there are rules that you could do that. But when everything is said and done, how far does the cherem go? The Aruch HaShulchan takes it seriously. Pesachei Shuvos seems to be taking it seriously. And it would seem, even if you have this lumdus, that, well, he's selling from a Nochri, and he's in the side of Aveir, so we don't care about his Aveir, because he's going to do it anyway. He's hurting society. Well, he'll probably only steal from other Akums and not from Yisraelim for some reason. We assume that. But there's still a Chem Dramin HaGershom. He made a Cherem not to buy stolen property. Now, did he say only vestments and only their things, religious objects? The Pesachei Tshuva and the Aruch HaShulchan don't say that. They say a Cherem to not accept any genevas of an akum. So when you're dealing with a cherem, it sounds like it's strong business. And even if it's not, we have the chumrah, like the Rambam said. So reviewing, what do you do if you think something is hot property? How do you know it's hot? Well, we had a few examples. It's they say don't show it to anyone. That's pretty obvious. That's the Mishnah. If it's something like the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not being sold in a regular place. It's being, it looks, just the whole setup looks like it's a little bit illegitimate. They don't say it. We didn't see anyone say it, but Pashut is if it's being sold very, very cheap for no reason. There's no reason to assume why it's so cheap. So in those cases, if it's a Yisrael who stole it, so the Rambam says it's an Oven Gadol, because you're encouraging him to do other Averos, and the first Pashat is we don't want to encourage a Yisrael to do Averos, we don't want him to keep on stealing. And then we have the Yamshel Shlom who says from the Rambam that we also don't want people to become victimized from theft, even though we can't prevent it because he'll find someone else to sell it. But if everyone, if the more people that don't buy stolen property, the less chance things will be stolen. So that's when you're buying it from a Yisrael. And we said, if you have any suspicion that it's stolen, that's included in this halacha. If you buy it from an Akum who stole, so there, most of the Shulchan Aruch HaRakitzer, the Imre Yaakov, they all concluded that it's Aser, as far as being, even if we don't care about the Akum himself, which we... First of all, we should, because he's not allowed to steal. It's one of the Zion mitzvahs. But even if we assume he's not going to listen to us, because he's anyway going to find plenty of people, customers, because he doesn't keep the Zion mitzvahs. So he's amazed, and the whole story of the Zion mitzvahs doesn't apply by someone who's doing Averah is amazed, like the whole lundus of the Shach. But Imre Yaakov says, that's not going to help the Yamshel Shlomo's problem. The Yamshel Shlomo's problem of that you're causing more people to become victimized by theft. It's not a good idea that there be thieves in the world. And even if you want to say, well, maybe that should only apply when he's stealing it from Yisrael, but if he stole it from another Akum, he doesn't know so many Jews, and it's clearly just an Akum thing, he works for that store, and that's why he's stealing it, and what you'll encourage him to, they'll go steal another time from that store, so we don't care about him, we don't care about the store, but then there's this Chemdur Rabbeinu Gershom we have at the end, which seems to, the way the Aruch HaShulchan takes it, seems to apply to any Genevas, and we don't want to get involved with such things either, so it would seem to be in conclusion that it's never a right thing to buy something that you know is hot or that you think is hot. And next, in the future, Shiurim will talk about what happens if you did already. Now, what responsibilities do you have to return it to the owner? What losses do you have to take? That'll be future Shiurim. But next week we'll talk about, like we said, we'll talk about this line in the Rambam where he said it's Asher to help him change it, to help make it camouflage the theft, or help the ganav in any other ways. We'll learn different isurim in helping a ganav, and then we'll take our break.